UK lords warn BOE could regulate pound stablecoins into irrelevance. A UK House of Lords committee has told the Bank of England that its planned stablecoin rules risk killing sterling-denominated tokens before they find a market. The warning, reported on June 3, 2026, lands as the central bank consults on holding limits and reserve requirements that critics say are tighter than anything imposed on dollar stablecoins abroad. The committee's argument is blunt: regulate too hard, and pound stablecoins become a product nobody issues and nobody holds, ceding the entire space to USD tokens that already move most of the volume. The collision between Threadneedle Street and Westminster, the Bank of England has spent the past year drafting a regime for systemic stablecoins, the tokens it judges large enough to matter for financial stability. Its consultation floated individual holding caps and rules requiring issuers to back tokens with central bank deposits rather than higher-yielding assets. The Lords Committee says that combination removes the commercial reason to launch a sterling stablecoin at all. This is not an abstract dispute. It pits a parliamentary committee directly against the central bank, with lawmakers telling regulators they have miscalculated the trade-off between safety and relevance. The Reuters report frames it as UK lawmakers calling on the BOE to ease its plans, which is unusual public pressure on an institution that guards its independence closely. The timing sharpens the point. Only days earlier, senior BOE figures argued that stablecoin demand would fade as tokenized bank deposits take over, a view we covered in the Bank of England's own forecast that deposits will win. The Lords are now pushing the opposite case, that the technology has a future, and Britain will sit it out if the rulebook is written to assume otherwise. Holding caps are the core sticking point. The mechanism the committee objects to most is a per-person cap on how much of a systemic stablecoin a holder can keep. The BOE's logic is deposit flight. If households can park unlimited sums in stablecoins, money drains from banks during stress, and banks lose the funding they lend against. The counterargument is that a low cap makes the product useless for the cases that actually need it. A business settling supplier invoices, a fintech routing cross-border payouts, or a treasury desk parking working capital cannot operate under a few thousand pound ceiling. Cap the holding and you cap the use case. Issuers, the committee warns, will simply build in jurisdictions that do not impose one. That concern is grounded in where the market already sits. Dollar stablecoins handle the overwhelming share of on-chain settlement, and recent product launches have leaned almost entirely on USD rails, from MoneyGram's MGUSD remittance token on Stellar to bank-grade transfer systems like SWIFT's new instant cross-border network. A sterling token entering that field at a structural disadvantage has little room to win share. The stakes for people who actually hold and spend stablecoins. For users, the practical question is which stablecoins they can hold and spend without friction. A thriving GBP stablecoin would give UK residents a native currency option for on-chain savings and card funding, removing the FX step that comes with spending a dollar token at home. Kill it at the rulebook stage and the default stays USD, with the currency conversion baked in every time. That matters for card programs specifically. Several issuers fund spending directly from stablecoin balances, and a usable pound token would let UK cardholders avoid converting in and out of dollars on every transaction. Tight holding caps would push those programs back toward dollar settlement, keeping conversion spreads in the cost stack for anyone spending in the United Kingdom. There is a counterweight worth stating plainly. The BOE's caution is not baseless. Custodial and issuer failures have frozen user balances before, and a stablecoin that is systemically large but thinly backed is a real risk to the people holding it. The committee is not arguing for no rules. It is arguing that the specific design, low caps plus restrictive backing, gets the balance wrong and exports the industry rather than supervising it. The disclosed proposals are still at the consultation stage, so nothing is final. The pressure from the Lords does not change the rules by itself, but it signals that the BOE's framework will face scrutiny from inside Parliament, not just from industry lobbyists. How the central bank responds to that scrutiny will decide whether a sterling stablecoin is a product anyone bothers to build.